I only watched the first episode, but Quarterback came out yesterday on Netflix, and you've got Burrow and Goff and Cousins. The Burrow storyline's fine, but I was really more intrigued by Goff and Cousins, at least in episode one. Anyhow, Burrow just seems like a nice kid who's living a, I know he's got a girlfriend now, but lives alone and his parents seem great. But all right, fine. Not much of a storyline yet for me in that.
Yeah, he sure doesn't do anything to make you go, oh, this guy's dangerous or anything.
No,
like
not
that.
In the first episode. Yeah. But the guy, so I'm going to play something for you first. And these are, I guess, first impressions of what they saw. You tell me what you think about this. I know Al watched Quarterback, and here's what he noticed.
I watched the first episode of Quarterback.
Did you?
Yesterday. Yeah.
All right.
Two things stood out mostly for me. I only watched the first episode. One, Joe Burrow is similar to me, and he's trying to teach himself the piano. The second thing that stood out in the Quarterback series is Jared Goff's wife has very large breasts.
I heard that this morning.
Well, she's a supermodel.
She is beautiful. Yes. And she's not blonde.
Not blonde, yeah, very rare.
At all. But so that was the funny part of it when I heard Al say that this morning.
I love what Al took from that.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. He's not wrong.
Boobs and pianos.
It is, yeah, they're out there for you. But in terms of the actual football part of it, so the Goff thing to me, I thought was the most intriguing. I know the Kirk Cousins headlines are out there about Michael Penix, and then we'll get to that in a second. But the Goff thing to me was so intriguing from the standpoint of me as just an NFL fan. When he got traded from the Rams to the Lions, it felt like, all right, the Rams wanted no part of him anymore. He took him as far as they can go to the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
But we're not winning with this guy.
Which was a boring Super Bowl. I was there for that.
It was a 13-3 or something.
The one score Brady hit Gronk in the end zone.
And that was that.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt like the Lions, and they were doing Matthew Stafford a solid because they weren't very good at the time. And it just, again, as a football fan, it felt like, all right, we're moving in a different direction. We'll have this guy for a couple years. We'll draft a quarterback and we'll move on. But when you watch it, they've got Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Now, obviously, it's not back then, but they're talking about it now as of how excited they were. And then it's backed up by Goff, who's interviewed for the documentary, and he's relaying the phone call that he got from both of them, like how excited they really thought they could win with him and how he went from really disappointed and stunned to excited to be going to Detroit. Now, I've never been a pro athlete. I've never had to, you know, I've never been traded or been a free agent, moved to a different city. It's got to be jarring, A, on day, let's say on Tuesday, you're a member of the Rams in Los Angeles, and on Wednesday, you're heading to Michigan to go play for the Lions, and he handled it with great, really was something to see.
Well, one, it always feels good to be wanted. I can only speak first, man, when I was released by the Steelers, the next 20 minutes after that was Rex Ryan saying, hey, are you ready to come home?
That quickly?
That quickly. I wasn't a free agent very long, and, you know, his pitch didn't, it wasn't a lot for him to say because I had the opportunity to play with Brick and Nick and the rest of the team. Obviously, I was coming home at that. But I think in reference to Jared Goff, you know, you leave a team who you brought to the, you brought them to the Super Bowl. It looks like the trajectory really wasn't, I guess it wasn't on a downswing. It looked like it was just more pieces for them to get back to the promised land. To land in Detroit with Dan Campbell, a guy who necessarily wasn't proven at that position being the head coach, I mean, they were both walking into a situation where they needed each other. And sometimes when somebody lays the law and say, hey, man, I believe what I can do here and what you could do here and we can make history, at that point, it's a clean slate. Now you're just saying, all right, like, we're married to each other. Let's make it work.